Memphis, Boston, get it going tonight. Little playoff action. And hey, man, you never know. I know one thing. You can't win it if you're not in it. Now, that's a fact. So we are pulling for our Gridiron Divas tonight to come up with a victory. Speaking of victory, always winning. Dr. Sabah, back on track. How are you, doctor?
Hey there, doc. I was going to call earlier, but then I had to take sidelines for some lunch with my father.
Thing.
So,
do your thing.
With my daddy here in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. But, hey, thanks for the shout-out about Sean Taylor's daughter. Isn't that amazing? That's kind of cool. I didn't realize his daughter was that old now. I mean, has it been that long since
Man, that's amazing.
Horrible evening? My goodness.
Yeah, I, well, nothing stays the same. I just remember he would on his days off on Tuesdays. We would be broadcasting with Coach Thompson at from the mall.
Yeah.
And he would have her in a carriage, stroller.
So probably
and
three years old, something like that probably.
Yeah. Coach loved him. Coach would wave him. That was Coach's favorite player. And I go, Sean, you know, Coach would like, he'd come in with Coach and talk. And, man, Coach just loved him because he was ferocious. But he was so gentle.
He looks like him. And I'm glad he's a Tar
like
Heel.
Yeah, I know you are.
I had to shout that out to you because, you know, us and the Bruins are similar. We're all like that blue blood, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Just on the wrong coast, you know. We got the bookends of the country.
You got to cover it. You got to cover the whole country. Yeah,
we got to cover it.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I want to chime in about this Bronny mess, if I could.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, Doc, I'm sorry, but the NBA is laughable. It is as embarrassing as possible that LeBron James, a.k.a. Rich Paul, is able to tell teams, don't draft my son or else he's going to Australia. So that's one thing. That's tampering, okay? That quote, agent who LeBron already got the rule changed. Remember how agents used to have to be lawyers, had to have a law degree? LeBron got that changed to make sure his buddy Paul could be an agent because he does not have a law degree. If I'm remembering my facts correctly, I could be wrong, but I thought that was the case.
Can
so
I
he
ask
got
you
that
a question?
Law changed.
Is
yeah.
there any part of mm-hmm. our culture that rich and powerful people don't twist things to their advantage?
There is none, but then own it. Just own it. Okay?
Well,
you can't
on,
tell me
Sabah.
You... Yeah, I got Harrison Ingram, my Tar Heel guy. I got Cormac Ryan and Baycock all having to sign these little 10-day, one-way, whatever deal, drills or something.
Yeah.
Actually, Harrison, I think, got drafted. But anyway, they're having to struggle to get a spot. But yet, Bronny, who is not good enough, I'm sorry, gets, you know, because his daddy's worth $1 billion.
Well,
like, you know,
but you
honestly,
don't know that. We don't know.
Oh, I know that. Oh,
no,
and that's
no.
how J.J. Redick got the job in the first place. It's just come and out of all the franchises, the Lakers? They used to be a staple of they used to be where the Redskins were. Now they're a laughing stock. It's how do you take this stuff seriously? Being in the NBA is supposed to be an honor, okay? Not privileged. It's supposed to be an honor. You're supposed to earn it, and it's just it leaves a bad taste in my mind. And one other quick thing, Doc, if my son or daughter, a kid, had cardiac arrest playing a sport. They would never see that court again. I don't care what doctor said he's cleared. I'd be scared to death. I would put that person in golf. So I'm worried about the kid. And it's not the kid's fault, but I'm telling you, I don't like how this smells, how the Rich Paul is taking over the NBA, and they're letting LeBron do this, and LeBron acts like he had nothing to do with it. That's what's upsetting.
Well, you know what? I wish I could tell you that, hey, that's never happened before, but I can't do that with a straight face. To cut the news on, Sabah, you know better.
Now I know. Well, you know, privilege is green. Green privilege.
If
you got green, you got privilege. Absolutely.
That's
the color.
Thank you for the
call.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love you back. Let me tell you something. The thing is, I'd be more surprised if it didn't happen. Now, here's real talk. Pre the heart condition at USC, this kid is not he's not a bum. He can play basketball. He can play basketball. He's not the first reach in a draft. This happens. Come on, folks. One thing we got to do, well, I'm going to do whenever I have electricity on the microphone. We're going to keep this thing straight up real. All right. If you don't believe me, cut your news on. This is just now normal. But I'm going to tell you this. Pre-heart condition and even post-heart condition, for him to have worked as hard as he can, he's not a bum. He can play. He could come in and defend as well as anybody on an NBA bench right today. But if you want, you're never going to catch me on a microphone telling you, oh, I've never seen anything like this. Are you kidding me? Man, if you want to really, you don't want to do this. Not today, you don't. Man, we could undress every organization in sports and go through this. You don't want to do an autopsy like this. Let's just move along, because this is a society that we have endorsed. We've allowed this to happen. This happens all the time. And so now we just go along as planned. And so that's why I was saying, let's get with the divas and let's support them. Let's support our locals and be glad that we are now supporting the W, man. We are now opening up. We got an Olympics coming up. Let's go. Now we'll really be USA. USA won't be fake. It'll be for real, for real. JYD, welcome to Overtime.
Doc. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm real good.
Yes, yes, yes. I wanted to, on a sorrowful note, I want to say, I'm sorry about Butch McAdams.
Yes, we all, but I'm going to celebrate him, his life. I miss him today in particular, because we would have been burning up these hoops and he'd have been talking like we would be every weekend.
He's on your show, and he also always gave good insight into the basketball world.
Yep.
Now, having said that, I'm sitting up here. I had my toes curled up because I was eating a sausage sandwich. You know who loves those.
Yeah, Coach T. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But you know, this thing about Bronny is, first of all, like you say, anybody who says that this kid can't play a lick or can't do this and can't do that, No, he's not 6'8". He's not 6'9" like his father or whatever.
Right.
But
right.
This guy has a great motor.
Yep.
He has good basketball skills and is still learning, and he's going to be learning from the coach, and he's got his father who's going to be giving him a lot of pointers. Now, having said that, the NBA, the Lakers and all, as much they feel that LeBron has done a lot for the NBA.
Yeah.
He's done a lot for the Lakers. He won a championship with them. He's always got them. He's had them in contention or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it was only natural that, you know, I think that, you know, this only happens, you know, almost in a lifetime, that a guy has played as long as LeBron has, and he wanted to play with his son. So, you know, like you say, Doc, yes, things, you know, if you want to twist things a little, yes, things happen like that. And believe me, like you say, Doc, it happens in bigger things than entertainment world of basketball.
Absolutely.
Now, far as the Wizards is concerned, it's like, hey, look, finally the Wizards, they've let you know they're going to be tanking. Again, because their thing is to be able to get Cooper Flag. The guy, I think his name is Ace Bailey. or one of the, I think I forgot the other guy's name, or they want to be in contention for three or four of the top picks that are going to be coming out in next year's class. They let you know this. That's the only way. Look, it in the NBA now, hey, everybody's now taking a page from what the Philadelphia 76ers did years ago when they got the big guy Embiid. So, you know, that's the way it is. You know, well, we might not like it, but, hey, that's the only way you can build your franchise in basketball. And also the only way you can build your team, really, you know, in a whole lot of sport, football, baseball, all this, you know, whatever, you know. So you know, that's just the, you know, we, like you say, Doc, we might not like it because we came up in a different era.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, like, and I appreciate the call, JYD. We're going to run the break. I wish these teams that are asking us to be patient while they rebuild, to be patient on escalating the cost of those tickets. Or how about every fourth or fifth night, you give us a half price game night, or half price concessions night, or half price on Uber nights. Y'all always asking us to be patient while you build. What do we get? Think about that for a moment. We'll be right back. God, it's got to be 28 years. Yeah, 28 years of matrimony with him. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Clinton is our first stop. Kent, welcome to overtime.
Hey, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, legend. How's everything going, man? Pretty good.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. If it got any better right now, you have to check my blood for substance abuse because, man, I spent last night. Have you seen these 7th and 8th graders, 6th graders I was around last night at Game Changers, 10th anniversary, man, out at University of Maryland's beautiful facility. Wow. Nothing makes me – seeing these young – and the parents, because, again, these, they don't drive. Right. They don't even probably ride bicycles. But they were there, man, and they compete. They're competitive, and they had them all dressed up. And they just, man, it warmed my heart to see them. And I've seen them play and practice, and it's one of the things I really miss so much. And, you know, I shout out with our youth coaches for making it happen. So I'm in good spirits. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just wanting to... in memory of Mr. Butch Adams, I saw a picture of him, I remember him from, I think Murray, was it?
Yep.
Murray High School, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I was trying to put a picture to his face and stuff like that because, it's just, you know, listening to him on the radio, like, I miss it. I miss his voice. I miss his knowledge and respect of the game, you know, of just the game of basketball and the game of life in general. And I guess I wanted to kind of elaborate on Bronny, LeBron's son, Bronny. In my opinion, I was looking at the video and I had to look at it a few times of the draft party they had, maybe at his house or at a restaurant or whatever. But I was under the impression once I was looking at his demeanor, because, you know, I had a son, too. I was looking at, you know, his demeanor was, you know, how come LeBron wasn't sitting beside him. And when they announced him at 55, he didn't look happy to me, his demeanor. And his mom came over and gave him the hat. He put the hat down real fast. And then he put it on his head, but the demeanor on his face was like, man, I didn't want this to happen like this, you know. I want to make my own path, you know. This is just me because I was looking at his demeanor. If people would go look at, I mean, everybody's happy he's playing with his dad.
Well, I've heard
and so
that.
On and so forth.
No, you're not wrong, and okay. I'm sure there's a part of him that he just like to go and just be a kid doing his thing. How about the over in, I've always thought about the British hierarchy, how would you feel? They followed you constantly. You know, you don't have that type of freedom. But then again,
paparazzi.
He's LeBron's son, and I think he's handled it well. Right. I think this young man is going to prove himself to be worthy because he's not afraid of hard work. He went through a heart attack, and I'm just, look, he's been in the spotlight his whole life, and he's never shied away. And I'm not trying to make excuses for him. He'll be okay. I'm just telling you, if he was if he had a heart attack, I'm like Sabah. If he had a heart attack, I doubt if I'd want him be pushing him to play.
Because I'd want
him to be alive. But then, if the medical people cleared him, you got to walk away from it. I don't know if any of us can really say what we would do, because none of us can imagine what it's like to be LeBron.
I would really be worried about the heart thing and stuff like that. But, like, you know, if they cleared him and he feels okay and he says he's okay, sometimes you could be your own worst enemy.
Let him go. Wait till you see his little brother. If you think Bronny, now Bronny, his little brother is a beast.
Yeah, little
he's
brother
an alien.
He's
an alien.
I was always a little brother, and I always wanted to be my big brothers. So
exactly.
Like, and also, my son, right? When I had my son, I lost my son to cancer. But when he was living, he didn't choose the same teams that I chose because he always wanted to beat me. Let me tell
a
nice story at the DeMatha camp. I worked at the Morgan Wooten DeMatha camp.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a nice story. Mike Jones, he's over at
Old
Dominion.
ODU.
Right. Him and I and some other coaches were coaching at Morgan Wooten's basketball. We call it the basketball school over in Tacoma Park. And I guess it came time for the playoffs. And Morgan Wooten, he wasn't having it like me having my son on my team. He didn't play that. And I agreed with him. I said, put him on another team. I agreed with Morgan Wooten that he didn't want my son playing with me on my team because he felt as though probably, you know, fathers would get him some favoritism or whatever the case may be. But anyway, to make long story short, here come playoff time. It's after lunch, right? So my son's team is playing our team in the beginning of the playoffs or whatever and this and that, right? So he was like, I'm going to beat you, Dad. You know, I want to beat you. And they didn't beat us, and he had a fit. But Morgan Wooten was watching, and I didn't even know. I corrected him. I said, Chavis, if you ever do that, act like that again over losing a game of basketball, you'll never pick up a ball again in your life. And I didn't know Morgan Wooten at that time was watching, and he complimented me for that. And that made me feel good that I did the right thing, you know, because I never gave my son favoritism or privilege or nothing like that. He acted up in baseball one time, and I told him,
let me just say
this
to you, Mitch, because I got to pay some bills, or they going to fire me. You did what a father does that wants his son to be relevant in the long term, not to become a wimp.
Right.
And that's what happens when these suckers in our society keep that nipple in their baby's mouth too long. And then we keep them in the news, and we know exactly who I'm talking about. I got to roll, otherwise both of us going to be fired. Appreciate the story. To break we go. Hey, Walt, G from the shop, Jonesy, Bebe, Big Tony, hang on the line. We're going to be right back. All right, Biggie, thank you. Welcome back to Overtime, DOC and Max. Not to be outdone, I don't know if any of you got a chance to check out the Spear out in Las Vegas. NHL did their things. They did the awards. And Saturday Night Live tried to have a little flavor to it. A lot of the puck heads wasn't having it. I mean, they didn't think it was funny. I loved it. It was really, I didn't know if it was a joke. I didn't know if it was planned. But it looks like the Capitals are not going to stay neutral. Max, see, are we making moves?
Oh, boy.
I mean, a lot of these guys, I'm not going to fake it and act like I know who these people are because I don't.
No, we're making quite a few moves. We got Mangiapane for a second-round pick a couple days ago.
I've heard the name. Okay.
Yeah, he played in Calgary for a little bit.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I know he's all over this.
Oh, yeah. He will be. It's yeah, we're making a lot of moves. We just acquired a backup goaltender from Vegas for a few picks. Acquired Alexei Protas. We acquired his brother in the draft with a couple picks that we moved up to get him for, so that was kind of cool. But yeah, they're just making a lot of moves to remain competitive, which I really enjoy. At least they're prolonging the Ovechkin era, but Brian McClellan has always been a steady hand at the wheel the entire time throughout his entire tenure, at least as far as I've been keeping an eye on it. So I'm very excited with the direction that we're taking. We're not rolling over and dying. I enjoy that.
Well, the thing about it is, and Hershey's another example. I learned this from Dodgers, obviously, with the farm system, but the Oriole way and what the Nats have done with their system and understanding that since they won the chip in 2019, that and look at the stars that are still in MLB. They're no longer wearing the curly W's, but they're still productive pros kicking tail, and now we're raising the offspring, getting ready for another move. There's a method to the madness, a sustained success. And you got to be able to grow the product, nurture it, have a superstar, and then pass that baton. Now, Ovi showed you up until the very end of last season when he giving you it all. Remember he gave that burst? We showed you some life up until the end, and then he didn't have his dogs next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, it seemed like forever. When you start mentioning certain, it just didn't happen. Now they're retooling. So what you're saying, I like it because he's not going to be there forever.
No.
It's not going to happen.
And that's the thing is, like, they're getting a little bit younger. The guys that they've got are sub-30, which is a change of pace from the past couple of years. So I think they've learned that they need to get a little bit younger. They need guys who can help this young core kind of step up. So that's what I'm really looking for next season.
All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, I love it. You know, I'm all for it. I want us to be not going to win it all.
No, of course
not.
And
everything, but be relevant. I don't want this Commanders situation that we've endured, this last place thing.
Floating through mediocrity
is not. It just got old, man. Got old. We got played. Let's admit it. We got heist. We were suckers. And I'd like to think that that's over.
I hope.
And we're moving in another direction. And I say that, and I'm laughing, is because I know Clay and Dr. Taylor. See, my closest people are in enemy camps. I like it that way. I really do. Is because it will, when you got the Giants, you got the Cowboys, sand kicked in your face, being mocked. You know, that stuff is old. So I can be humbled. I can deal with it. But I really and truly, I truly want to get back to the point where at least, you know, we can pop up every once in a while and have something good to say. In the meantime, let's see if we can go back to the lines and get it going.
How's everything?
I'm good.
It's good. A little while ago, you say you were so good, you need to call a doctor, you know, blood pressure and all that. But, you know, this is what the heat does to you. I can't take the heat. Winter and summer, too much. And thank you for all you do with the youth camps. It's we need more people like you. First of all, with the Washington Nats, it should have been the Senators. You know, I think this is the only city that have major sports, and some have less than four. We have more name changes in three of our four sports. I don't think you can say that in any other town. But anyway, they had a talent, but they didn't want to spend the money because we should have kept Harper. Rendon, I know what happened to him, you know, and Trey Turner. So I see we got the talent coming up. I'm liking this. I'm looking forward to James Wood. We got him from San Diego, so that's good. And your Wizards, that was a good draft. I think the best draft in years. I like those three guys. And Bronny. I mean, I'm a USC guy. Him and Collier were at the beginning of the year. Things were really looking up, especially the college top five. Bronny, first round talent. I follow a few of his years at Sierra Canyon High School, and I agree with his brother. His brother is already 6'4" and he's only 17. So I think he'd probably be a first round pick. Probably do the same thing 1 year and done. And hopefully LeBron can play till he's 45 in better shape than Tom Brady. And just tell all the GMs, him and his agent, can tell all the GMs and the other 2019s that didn't have a backbone not to draft his other son either. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I don't know. I've heard that the agents called and told people. Now, I don't buy that. In other words.
You don't?
No, I don't. Because if I wanted a player that I thought could help my team, you couldn't call me and tell me not to draft him.
I believe it just because of how powerful I feel like agents have become. In the past with the NBA, I don't know. Because like a lot of these GMs, I feel like don't want to piss agents off, so agents will bring their clients to them if they have a good relationship. You know what I mean?
I don't buy any of that. First of all, I just don't buy it. First of all, the Lakers are not they're not threatening Denver. They're not the big dog in the West. Denver is.
This is true. I don't think those teams were the ones looking at Bronny, though.
And then Dallas. Well, no, I just think it's – now, if I'm wrong, somebody's got to prove it to me.
Fair enough.
I just don't believe that. So don't draft him. If they thought he was could help them win, they'd draft him in a minute. If they thought – I just don't buy that. I don't think he's a scrub. I think that he's impressed me even more so coming back from a heart attack. That's why I like the kid. Because, dude, if you came from a heart attack and you morphed yourself back into this kind of shape, what in the heck are you going to be like when you're really healthy? That's why I like him. As opposed to, we're talking about a guy at the end of my bench. Heck yeah, I want a dude that hungry. Heck yeah, I want a guy with his genes. But if you think some agent would stop me from drafting somebody in the second round, I ain't never going to believe that. Never, ever.
Fair enough.
Ever, ever. But
Fair enough.
We'll see. We got time for Jonesy. You want to go to break?
Let's hit a break here, and then we can get
all right,
it on the
break,
other side.
Jonesy, hang in there. I think G might have dropped something in the car. You don't want that to catch on fire. I'm sure once he finds it, he'll call back. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Overtime. If you weren't working today, Max, what would you be doing right now?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
All right, think about it. I'm just worried. Just thought I'd think about it.
Maybe a baseball
Jonesy.
Game?
Well, okay, you got time. Especially when the home team is on the road. Heard we had a canine sighting.
Doc, how you feeling today?
Hey, man. I'm good, man. Got my boy Max riding shotgun rolling. We got a little bit of controversy on the tip, but started up today. Caught up with one of my old dogs, youth coach hero. So I'm in a good space. What's on your mind?
That's a good thing. Hey, first of all, I wanted my condolences out to the Bush McAdams and his family. You know,
yes,
we
sir.
Lost a great one right there, man. I mean, not hearing him today is kind of unusual and strange. But But as they say, yep, in life, you got to move on. And you know what I'm saying? And remember the great ones. And he was one of the great ones, man. I mean, we have had many Facebook conversations off air, and I could never wait to hear this guy on air when he got on with you on the weekends or Sundays, and even when you did overtime in the evening. We're going to miss him. That's all I'll say as far as that goes. But I wanted to touch on the thing that you talked about earlier as far as us being patient. I'm with you as far as that goes. I'm tired of being patient when it comes to the women. We've been patient, in my personal opinion, long enough. Meantime, what do we get while we wait? Just like you said. Now, what I'm seeing while we are supposed to be waiting, I'm seeing the T-Wolves come up and go to the playoffs. I'm seeing OKC come up and go to the playoffs. I mean, out of nowhere, in the same position to where we were. But these people are...
All right, Biggie, thank you. Welcome back to Overtime, DOC and Max. Not to be outdone, I don't know if any of you got a chance to check out the Spear out in Las Vegas. NHL did their things. They did the awards. And Saturday Night Live tried to have a little flavor to it. A lot of the puck heads wasn't having it. I mean, they didn't think it was funny. I loved it. It was really, I didn't know if it was a joke. I didn't know if it was planned. But it looks like the Capitals are not going to stay neutral. Max, are we making moves?
Oh, boy.
I mean, a lot of these guys, I'm not going to fake it and act like I know who these people are, because I don't.
No, we're making quite a few moves. We got Mangiapane for a second-round pick a couple days ago.
I've heard the name. Okay.
Yeah, he played in Calgary for a little bit.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I know he's all over this.
Oh, yeah. He will be. It's yeah, we're making a lot of moves. We just acquired a backup goaltender from Vegas for a few picks. Acquired... Alexei Protas, we acquired his brother in the draft with a couple picks that we moved up to get him for, so that was kind of cool. They're just making a lot of moves to remain competitive, which I really enjoy. At least they're prolonging the Ovechkin era, but Brian McClellan has always been a steady hand at the wheel the entire time throughout his entire tenure, at least as far as I've been keeping an eye on it, so I'm very excited with the direction that we're taking. We're not rolling over and dying. I enjoy that.
Well, the thing about it is, and Hershey's another example. I learned this from Dodgers, obviously, with the farm system, but the Oriole way, and what the Nats have done with their system and understanding that. Since they won the chip in 2019, and look at the stars that are still in MLB. They're no longer wearing the curly W's, but they're still productive pros kicking tail, and now we're raising the offspring, getting ready for another move. There's a method to the madness, a sustained success, and you got to be able to grow the product. Nurture it, have a superstar, and then pass that baton. Now, Ovi showed you up until the very end of last season when he'd given you it all. Remember he gave that burst? We showed you some life up until the end, and then he didn't have his dogs next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, it seemed like forever. When you start mentioning certain, it just didn't happen. Now they're retooling. So what you're saying, I like it, because he's not going to be there forever.
No.
It's not going to happen.
And that's the thing, is like they're getting a little bit younger. The guys that they've got are sub-30, which is a change of pace from the past couple of years. So I think they've learned that they need to get a little bit younger. They need guys who can... help this young core kind of step up. So that's what I'm really looking for next season.
All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, I love it. You know, I'm all for it. I want us to be not going to win it all.
No, of course not.
And everything, but be relevant. I don't want this Commanders situation that we've endured, this last place thing.
Floating through mediocrity.
It's got old, man. It got old. We got played. Let's admit it, we got heist. We were suckers. And I'd like to think that that's over.
I hope.
And we're moving in another direction. And I say that, and I'm laughing is because I know Clay and Dr. Taylor. See, my closest people are in enemy camps. I like it that way. I really do. When you got the Giants and you got the Cowboys, sand kicked in your face, being mocked. You know, that stuff is old. So I can be humbled. I can deal with it. But I truly want to get back to the point where at least, you know, we can pop up every once in a while and have something good to say. In the meantime, let's see if we can go back to the lines and get it going.
How's everything?
I'm good.
It's good. A little while ago, you say you were so good, you need to call a doctor, you know, blood pressure, right? But, you know, this is what the heat does to you. I can't take the seat. Winter and summer, too much. And thank you for all you do with the youth camps. We need more people like you. First of all, with the Washington Nats, it should have been the Senators. You know, I think this is the only city that have major sports, and some have less than four. We have more name changes in three of our four sports. I don't think you can say that in any other town. But anyway, they had a talent. They didn't want to spend the money because we should have kept Harper. Rendon, I know what happened to him, you know, and Trey Turner. So I see we got the talent coming up. I'm liking this. I'm looking forward to James Wood. We got him from San Diego. So that's good. And your Wizards, that was a good draft. I think the best draft in years. I like those three guys. And Bronny. I mean, I'm a USC guy. Him and Collier were at the beginning of the year. Things were really looking up, especially the college, top five, Bronny, first round talent. I follow a few of his years at Sierra Canyon High School, and I agree with his brother. His brother is already 6'4 and a half, and he's only 17. So I think he'd probably be a first round pick, probably do the same thing 1 year and done. And hopefully LeBron can play till he's 45, in better shape than Tom Brady. And just tell all the GMs, him and his agent, can tell all the GMs in the other 2019s that didn't have a backbone not to draft his other son either. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I don't know. I've heard that the agents called and told people. Now, I don't buy that. In other words.
You don't?
No, I don't. Because if I wanted a player that I thought could help my team, you couldn't call me and tell me not to draft him.
I believe it just because of how powerful I feel like agents have become. In the past with the NBA, I don't know. Because like a lot of these GMs, I feel like don't want to piss agents off, so agents will bring their clients to them if they have a good relationship. You know what I mean?
I don't buy any of that. First of all, I just don't buy it. First of all, the Lakers are not they're not threatening. They're not threatening Denver. They're not the big dog in the West. Denver is.
This is true. I don't think those teams were the ones looking at Bronny, though.
And then Dallas. Well, no, I just think it's... Now, if I'm wrong, somebody's got to prove it to me.
Fair enough.
I just don't believe that. So don't draft him. If they thought he was could help them win, they'd draft him in a minute. If they thought... I just don't buy that. I don't think he's a scrub. I think that he's impressed me even more so coming back from a heart attack. That's why I like the kid. Because, dude, if you came from a heart attack and you morphed yourself back into this kind of shape, what in the heck are you going to be like when you're really healthy? That's why I like him. As opposed to, we talking about a guy at the end of my bench. Heck yeah, I want a dude that hungry. Heck yeah, I want a guy with his genes. But if you think some agent would stop me from drafting somebody in the second round, I ain't never going to believe that. Never, ever.
Fair enough.
Ever, ever. But
fair
we'll
enough.
See. We got time for Jonesy. You want to go to break?
Let's hit a break here, and then we can get
all right,
it on the
break,
other side.
Break, Jonesy. Hang in there. I think G might have dropped something in the car. You don't want that to catch on fire. I'm sure once he finds it, he'll call back. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Overtime. If you weren't working today, Max, what would you be doing right now?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
All right, think about it. I'm just worried. Just thought I'd think about it.
Maybe a baseball
Jonesy.
Game?
Well, okay, you got time, especially when the home team is on the road. Heard we had a canine sighting.
Doc, how you feeling today?
Hey, man. I'm good, man. Got my boy Max riding shotgun rolling. We got a little bit of controversy on the tip, but started up today, caught up with one of my old dogs. Youth coach hero, so I'm in a good space. What's on your mind?
That's a good thing. Hey, first of all, I want to my condolences out to the Bush McAdams and his family. You know,
yes,
we
sir.
Lost a great one right there, man. I mean, not hearing him today is kind of unusual and strange. But as they say in life, we got to move on, and you know what I'm saying. And remember the great ones. And he was one of the great ones, man. I mean, we have had many Facebook conversations off air. And I could never wait to hear this guy on air when he got on with you on the weekends or Sundays, and even when you did overtime in the evening. We're going to miss him. That's all I'll say as far as that goes. You know, but I wanted to touch on the thing that you talked about earlier as far as us being patient. I'm with you as far as that goes. I'm tired of being patient when it comes to the women. We've been patient, in my personal opinion, long enough. Meantime, what do we get while we wait? Just like you said. Now, what I'm seeing while we are supposed to be waiting, I'm seeing the T-Wolves come up and go to the playoffs. I'm seeing OKC come up and go to the playoffs. I mean, out of nowhere, in the same position to where we were. But these people are rising to the occasion and making things happen. You know, when is it going to be our turn? Because like I said, I'm running out of patience. I don't know about nobody else. But at least the Washington Commanders, we see something promising there happening, and we have hope. So the burgundy and gold, yes, indeed, return to glory. We're still in the hunt for that. I'm just really optimistic when it comes there. But the Wizards, I'm still scratching my head, and I'm trying to be patient, but again, I'm running out, Doc. You know.
Yeah, I think they've earned. I think the Wizards, the front office piece, that they're showing us that they have a plan and that they're following it. And I think, it's worthy of it. Whether we like it or not, I think they have earned our loyalty and watching this through. I thought Kuz would be moved by now. I think they've attempted. We just got to wait it out. But I just wish that from a promotional standpoint, I think some of these teams got to be a little more creative in some of these packages that they offer. That's all I'm saying. When you say we 2 or 3 years away, you waiting on a draft pick, and there's no guarantee we'll even be eligible for that, I think you got to team that up with a little more creativity in your offerings and discounts. Because that's kind of bold, 2 years, 3 years away. But we still want you in your pocket. I'm just saying. Appreciate the phone call, Jonesy. K9 for life. Landover Hills. Is Marco still with us?
Indeed I am, Doc.
All right, Mark, what's up, man? Look forward to hearing you every week.
Hey, Doc. It's like this, buddy. Hey, I got to do this, man. Shout out to Little Buddy. And, hey, man, I know he's probably feeling the same way, man. We owe a little bit of a debt of gratitude to a man named Mr. Rick Doc Walker because he is the man that put such a fine gentleman as Butch McAdams and shared him with us on the air every weekend. And it's awful nice of you to do that, Doc, and to have such a rapport with such a fine gentleman. And my condolences go out to him, to his family and him. And we will miss him. It is a stark difference today, Doc, him not being here. And, hey, man,
yeah,
as far as Bronny goes, and thank you, Doc. And as far as Bronny goes, buddy, these people are going to draft who they want. And remember, I told Ryan this about 3 years ago, buddy. The road to ruin is paved with the greatest intentions. So now their intention was to draft him. Let's see what they got, buddy. And I'll get off here because I know you guys got a lot of callers, Doc.
Hey, Mark, always look forward to hearing from you, man. It's a good deal.
Take care, brother.
All right, good deal. You know, it's a lot we go through, Max, but we've got some winners. We've got some winners. Worth waiting on them to holler at us every weekend. It has its own personality. And every show does. Every show does. This is, I knew this was going to be tough today, yeah. But in his honor, because God knows, I was hoping that, I know that Nell, the big fella's on a marathon on the national side. I think he's doing a noon to 5:30. I mean, he's doing a marathon.
Yeah, he's been in here grinding, man.
Yeah, he has been. Did you get a chance to talk to AWOD today?
Of course I did. It was
you produced the piece.
Yeah, great big show today.
Yeah,
a lot
of
Wizards talk.
Yeah. It's AWOD's one of those. He's a fortunate one because he got to grow up with it and be a part of it in his youth.
Yeah, he was around for two very, very iconic Wizards eras in my mind, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And I don't take that for granted because not everybody has that opportunity.
No.
But his old man provided that because, you know, a lot of us, our first games are as adults. You're really lucky if you get to go to a pro game as a kid. That's not automatic for everybody.
Yeah, especially if you get, you know, seats in the lower bowl or something like that. Even getting in the building is a privilege.
That's unheard
of. Like, you get that is... it is unheard of, Doc. It is.
Yeah.
I don't know a single person. I don't know a single person who ever got lucked out like that.
Yeah, and you under 12 and you're behind is not in the rafters, then you are privileged.
Yeah. You are
privileged.
You're damn right.
Yeah, and I ain't mad at you at all. But I sure hope your folks understand that.
They never let me forget about it.
Yeah, they have to because most of us, our sporting experiences extended at a fishing expedition. You were at a lake or a pond,
mm-hmm.
And that was your road trip. It was at a watering hole with your people, with your old man, your family. That was your sporting event. A stadium? You got to be out your mind. And then for some people in our listening audience, their parents had season tickets. And that's great. But there are a lot of us that the only way I got to a stadium was through the church. If the church didn't get tickets or have an event, I'd have never been. That's the only way I got to Chavez Ravine. It's the only way I got to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum was through the church. And so when these people ask you and these businesses to contribute or we'd like your help or we need your help, you never know who that's going to benefit and how it's going to change some kid's life. And that's why I've been saying this for years and years at the University of Maryland. How can you have that side of one part of that stadium not be full? As many of the contributions of all these high school people out there with a bus and a box lunch, I'm going to get some people in the stands. But that's got to be an effort to spearhead it outside of the football staff responsibility. That's somebody way down, that's promotional on the outreach, but it's got to be done. That ain't the football coach's responsibility, but it's got to be done. You don't see the people that at the, you've been the Sandman playing at Tech. Place packed. Not like they 12-0 every season like the old days, okay? So don't tell me that. But somebody got to figure it out. You got to help coaches out. You got to help communities out. Everything's got to be worked out and planned. Nothing happens accidentally. So booster clubs, all these sidebars, somebody figure it out. Because you were recruiting against Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan. Help the brother out. Going to break. 1-800-636-1067. The number. If you weren't working today, Max, what would you be doing right now?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
All right, think about it. I'm just worrying. Just thought I'd think about it.
Maybe a baseball game?
Well, okay, now you got time. Especially when the home team is on the road. Heard we had a canine sighting.
Doc, how you feeling today?
Hey, man. I'm good, man. Got my boy Max riding shotgun. Rolling. We got a little bit of controversy on the tip, but started up today. Caught up with one of my old dogs, youth coach hero. So I'm in a good space. What's on your mind?
That's a good thing. Hey, first of all, I wanted my condolences out to the Bush McAdams and his family. You know,
yes,
we
sir.
Lost a great one right there, man. I mean, not hearing him today is kind of unusual and strange. But as they say, in life, we got to move on. And you know what I'm saying? And remember the great ones. And he was one of the great ones, man. I mean, we have had many Facebook conversations off air, and I could never wait to hear this guy on air when he got on with you on the weekends or Sundays, and even when you did overtime in the evening. We're going to miss him. That's all I'll say as far as that goes. You know, but I wanted to touch on the thing that you talked about earlier as far as us being patient. I'm with you as far as that go. I'm tired of being patient when it comes to the women. We've been patient, in my personal opinion, long enough. Meantime, what do we get while we wait? Just like you said. Now, what I'm seeing while we are supposed to be waiting, I'm seeing the T-Wolves come up and go to the playoffs. I'm seeing OKC come up and go to the playoffs. I mean, out of nowhere, in the same position to where we were. But these people are rising to the occasion and making things happen. You know, when is it going to be our turn? Because like I said, I'm running out of patience. I don't know about nobody else. But at least the Washington Commanders, we see something promising there happening, and we have hope. So the burgundy and gold, yes, indeed, return to glory. We're still in the hunt for that. I'm just really optimistic when it comes there, but the Wizards, I'm still scratching my head, and I'm trying to be patient, but again, I'm running out, Doc. You know.
Yeah, I think they've earned. I think the Wizards, the front office piece, that they're showing us that they have a plan and that they're following it. And I think, it's worthy of it. Whether we like it or not, I think they have earned our loyalty in watching this through. I thought Kuz would be moved by now, and I think they've attempted. We just got to wait it out. But I just wish that from a promotional standpoint, I think some of these teams have got to be a little more creative in some of these packages that they offer.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. When you say we 2 or 3 years away, you waiting on a draft pick, and there's no guarantee we'll even be eligible for that. I think you got to team that up with a little more creativity in your offerings and discounts. Because that's kind of bold, 2 years, 3 years away. But we still want you in your pocket. I'm just saying. Appreciate the phone call, Jonesy. K9 for life. Landover Hills. Is Marco still with us?
Indeed I am, Doc.
I'll All right, Mark, what's up, buddy? Man? Look forward to hearing you every week.
Hey, Doc. It's like this, buddy. Hey, I got to do this, man. Shout out to Little Buddy. And, hey, man, I know he's probably feel the same way, man. We owe a little bit of a debt of gratitude to a man named Mr. Rick Doc Walker because he is the man that put such a fine gentleman as Butch McAdams and shared him with us on the air every weekend. And it's awful nice of you to do that, Doc, and to have such a rapport with such a fine gentleman. And my condolences go out to him, to his family and him. And we will miss him. It is a stark difference today, Doc, him not being here. And, hey, man,
as far as
Bronny goes, and thank you, Doc. And as far as Bronny goes, buddy, these people are going to draft who they want. And remember, I told Ryan this about 3 years ago, buddy. The road to ruin is paved with the greatest intentions. So now their intention was to draft him. Let's see what they got, buddy. And I'll get off here because I know you guys got a lot of callers, Doc.
Hey, Mark, always look forward to hearing from you, man. It's a good deal.
Take care, brother.
All right, good deal. You know, it's a lot we go through, Max, but we got some winners. We got some winners. Worth waiting on them to holler at us every weekend. It has its own personality. And every show does. Every show does. This is, I knew this was going to be tough today, but in his honor, because God knows, I was hoping that, I know that Nell, the big fella's on a marathon on the national side. I think he's doing a noon to 5:30. I mean, he's doing a marathon.
Yeah, he's been in here grinding, man.
Yeah, he has been. Did you get a chance to talk to AWOD today?
Of course I did. It was
you produced the piece.
Great big show today.
Yeah,
a lot of Wizards talk.
Yeah. It's AWOD's one of those, he's a fortunate one because he got to grow up with it and be a part of it in his youth.
Yeah, he was around for two very, very iconic Wizards eras in my mind, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. And I don't take that for granted because not everybody has that opportunity.
No.
But his old man provided that because, you know, a lot of us, our first games are as adults. You're really lucky if you get to go to a pro game as a kid. That's not automatic for everybody.
Yeah, especially if you get, you know, seats in the lower bowl or something like that. Even getting in the building is a privilege.
That's
unheard of. It is unheard of, Doc. It is.
Yeah.
I don't know a single person. I don't know a single person who ever got lucked out like that.
Yeah, and you under 12 and you're behind is not in the rafters, then you are privileged.
Yeah. You are privileged. You're damn right.
Yeah, and I ain't mad at you at all. But I sure hope your folks understand that.
They never let me forget about it.
Yeah, they have to because most of us, our sporting experiences extended at a fishing expedition. You were at a lake or a pond.
Mm-hmm.
And that was your road trip. It was at a watering hole with your people, with your old man, your family. That was your sporting event. A stadium? You got to be out your mind. And then for some people in our listening audience, their parents had season tickets. And that's great. But there are a lot of us that the only way I got to a stadium was through the church. If the church didn't get tickets or have an event, I'd have never been. That's the only way I got to Chavez Ravine. It's the only way I got to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum was through the church. And so when these people ask you and these businesses to contribute or we'd like your help or we need your help, you never know who that's going to benefit and how it's going to change some kid's life. And that's why I've been saying this for years and years at the University of Maryland. How can you have that side of one part of that stadium not be full? It's many of the contributions of all these high school people out there with a bus and a box lunch. I'm going to get some people in them stands. But that's got to be an effort to spearhead it outside of the – hey, it's a football staff responsibility. That's somebody way down – that's promotional on the outreach, but it's got to be done. That ain't the football coach's responsibility, but it's got to be done. You don't see the people that – you've been – Sandman playing at Tech. Place packed. Not like they 12-0 every season like the old days, okay? So don't tell me that. But somebody got to figure it out. You got to help coaches out. You got to help communities out. Everything's got to be worked out and planned. Nothing happens accidentally. So booster clubs, all these sidebars, somebody figure it out. Because you were recruiting against Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan. Help the brother out. Going to break. 1-800-636-1067. The number.